From Savannah Coffee Roasters on Liberty Street in Savannah, this is On Second Thought from GPB News. I'm Celeste Headley. It is our second day here in Savannah. You just heard the sounds of today's musical entertainment, Savannah's own Kristen King and Jackson Evans playing for us all this hour. And speaking of music, it is the opening week of the Savannah Music Festival. That's why we're here. A couple of our producers caught the show of one of our guests last night. They're raving about it. We're going to meet that performer in just a moment. Plus, it's Friday. It is a very good Friday. You know what that means. We have assembled an all-Savannah panel of opinionated guests for the break room. And there's a lot to talk about. Georgia's religious freedom law, which got a very last-minute overhaul last night. Donald Trump's latest disses, this time against Ted Cruz's wife. And whether a beloved Georgia city is a fiction of our all collective imagination. We're also going to hear about one teenager's answer to school bullies. Have you ever been bullied, or maybe you were a bully? We sent our producer Linda Chen around Savannah to ask people this question. Here are your first thoughts.
My name is Olivia Crenshaw, and I'm from Americus, Georgia. I was a teacher for almost 20 years. I taught fourth and fifth grade. Students that I taught, when they would get up in high school, would come back and talk to me if they were being bullied. They wouldn't want to go to school. They'd want to stay home, and it affected their relationships with their other people, their self-esteem.
My name is Frank Reiner from Savannah. Kids are not strong today. Back in our day, you were told to suck it up. And that's what we did. We sucked it up. But kids today, they're so dependent on people today. Well, we were not dependent as much as we were younger. We had a lot more freedom. We did stuff. And I blame it on my generation, because it's our kids who we did this to. We made them to a bunch of, I think, sissies.
We love to hear your very strong opinions, so share them with us. Call 404-500-9457. We're on Twitter, at OST Talk. You can post to facebook.com/onsecondthoughtradio. And remember, we might feature your comments on the show. Grammy-nominated jazz singer Renee Marie, not afraid to speak her mind, or sing it. Her forthcoming album contains all original material. That's a pretty rare feat in jazz music, and we'll let her explain why that is. The album's called The Sound of Red. She'll perform tonight at the Charles Morris Center in Savannah, but right now she is my guest. Welcome.
Thank you, Celeste. I'm glad to be here.
Can we first explain why most jazz albums are not original material? Because it's kind of, when you go to a jazz concert, you're going to assume that at least 50% of what you're hearing is some version of the standards.
Right.
Why?
Well, interesting that you were talking about bullying before.
Uh-oh.
Before that.
This
I think there is you know, the conventional wisdom among musicians and the music business, especially as it pertains to jazz, that jazz musicians should learn the Great American Songbook, and that is what they should do, exactly what you said, fill at least half of their set with those songs. They can improvise on those songs, but it's not generally looked upon with overall approval for especially a jazz vocalist to write her own songs, his or her own songs, and then have the audacity to actually sing them.
Right.
So, yeah, there's peer pressure, and
well,
even when you do it.
Well, specifically, tell me the story. You were the kind of the subject of a little bit of bullying, and you ended up writing
right.
a song for the guy named
that's
Joe.
Exactly. Oh, I wasn't going to say his name. But
oh, sorry.
But
well, you
Joe
wrote a song
good.
For him. It
Joe
was Joe in the title.
Yeah, Eat at Joe's. It was that place.
Okay, so tell me about what happened.
Well, we were working on a CD. This was back in 2004, I think. And I had written some songs. I wasn't going to fill the whole CD with original material. But when you write, you have to play them in front of people. You know, that's how you work them out. And so we had this gig for 6 nights, and we were filling our set with original material. And after the first set, he came up to me in front of people who wanted to get CDs signed, and he told me that our music was turning his stomach. And he says, "You look around at these pictures on the wall, there's Diana Krall and Diane Reeves and Nancy Wilson and Ella Fitzgerald." He says, "Do you think any of these singers got anywhere by writing their own songs?" "No, they did not." "And," he said, "you move around too much. You need to stand still." It's funny now, but at the time I was waiting for him to say, "I'm just kidding, I'm just kidding." But he did never say that.
He was serious.
I was bullied. That's the way I felt. I never thought of it until you said what you said. I was like, hey, I've had experience like that in my own adult life.
But you ended up turning it in productive because you wrote a song based on that.
I sure did. And that's why when people present those obstacles.
Which is ironic. So you wrote an original song.
I did. Called This for Joe. And I took the lesson that I learned and put those lyrics in that song. And then we went back to the club and we played that song. And I said, this is dedicated to Joe.
Was
I want to
there?
Thank him. He was there. And we have not been invited back since. But that's okay. I'm good with that.
So you also courted, there was a little bit of controversy when you were asked to sing the national anthem. And you did sing the melody of the national anthem.
I did.
But you changed the lyrics from what we all know, Oh Say Can You See,
right,
to the lyrics of what's known as the black national anthem, Lift Every Voice and Sing.
Right. That's right.
And there was a reaction.
There was a disturbance in the force. It was a disturbance.
What did those who had booked you to do that, what did they say to you?
Well, here's the thing. They had heard me sing that way a month before.
Right.
And when I sang it that way, it was at the Governor's Prayer Luncheon, which is an annual meeting that they have.
In Colorado.
Right. And they came up to me afterwards and asked me, would you sing at the Mayor's State of the City address in May? And I was like, yeah, sure. I was surprised because I knew it was a little risky thing I had done. But as we got closer to the date, I started getting afraid because I looked up, you know, what exactly is the Mayor's State of the City? And I saw that involved the color guard and all these figureheads representing various religions, et cetera, et cetera. And I was like, this is a serious, you know, this is not just a luncheon. This is like a big deal. And I almost chickened out. But I thought about my father, who had served in the U.S. Army in World War II and had served his country under discrimination and came back to more racism. And I was like, Dad, I'm not going to fail you. I am going to sing this song to represent another view of Americans who love this country just as much as anyone else. But our experience in it has been different. And I think that the national anthem should represent that. It should not be a song written by someone who owns slaves, which is actually the truth of the matter. And so I thought putting the guy who wrote that song, what is the name of it? The National Anthem.
He didn't actually write the melody. No. You're talking about Scott Key?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, the melody is actually an old drinking song from
right,
England.
I was thinking of
the lyrics. Yeah.
Yes. And then the other American who wrote Lift Every Voice and Sing, James Weldon Johnson and his brother.
James Rosamond Johnson.
They were also, all these guys were musicians. They're all Americans. So what's wrong with that?
Let's actually take a listen to this. This is in 2008 from where you're singing. Again, these are the lyrics are Lift Every Voice and Sing, and the tune is the Star-Spangled Banner.
Lift every voice and sing till earth and heaven ring with a harmony of liberty. Let our rejoicings rise high as the lily.
If you are just joining us, my guest is Grammy-nominated jazz singer Renee Marie, whose voice you just heard. I want to play another clip from the new album called The Sound of Red. And it interests me that you have been singing about homeless issues for so long. Why is that?
Because there has been homelessness that has affected my immediate family in more than one generation. So I thought that even though I am singing by default a jazz, quote unquote, jazz singer, these issues need to be addressed within the jazz community because there are people everywhere who either have experienced homelessness or are related to someone they love who
That's
is homeless. The
activism is not general, especially modern jazz, is not really associated with activism, though.
It used to be.
It's been a while.
It used to be, right. It sprung from activism. It sprung from, or it had its roots in wanting to say something about what was going on among people who, at the time, didn't have much say-so. But I don't know what happened. Actually,
probably
I don't
all the
even care.
Singing on the street where you live. Let's take a listen to this is called Protest Song.
Down at your local shelter, you'll find a woman there with her two kids. Her husband beat her so many times, she tried to leave and finally she did.
That don't sound like jazz.
Does not. I was just
it's
about
not
to
jazz.
Say that. You said it for me.
It's not
that's country.
Jazz.
With
that's
a country
what I grew
swing.
Up listening to, you know? And when I write songs that really mean a lot to me, that's where I go. It comes from there, a very deep and basic thing inside me. You know what I'm saying.
I do, but I yeah. also know there's a lot of jazz purists yeah. who would hear that on a jazz album and not be happy.
Yeah, well, it's not for everybody in that sense. It's not pure jazz every single song, but it does come from a place of truth, and I would think that even the jazz purists could appreciate coming from a place of truth. I hope so.
Renee Marie, Grammy-nominated jazz singer. Her new album is called The Sound of Red. It'll be available in May.
May 13th. Friday the 13th.
Renee Marie will perform tonight alongside fellow jazz musician Freddie Cole, brother of Nat King Cole. That show starts at 7 at the Charles Moore Center in Savannah. Just ahead, will Georgia's religious freedom legislation cost the state a lot of money? We'll ask the break room about that. But first, it's man's best friend versus school bullies. A young woman tells us how a service dog helps her through the day. We are live at Savannah Coffee Roasters with a great audience, right? And musicians in the house. Kristen King and Jackson Evans are going to play us out. This is On Second Thought.